There it is, the famous song and the famous ring that call America to listen in on the world's biggest and friendliest party line. The Monticello Party Line. To all our new friends and all our old friends, a hearty welcome and a heartfelt wish that this, the fourth year of Party Line, will bring us all many happy hours of companionship, many fine and lasting friendships. Today means reunion for Party Liners from coast to coast. And it also means a first introduction for many new listeners on many stations who today are joining the Big Party Line family for the first time. For these new members, I'm going to give just a few words of explanation about this program. Party Line headquarters, that is, the main switchboard of our Party Line, is in the small town of Monticello, Illinois. A friendly town with tree-shaded streets, a town square, a courthouse, a brick high school, a meeting hall, John Wintergreen's drugstore, the quality feed and grain, Peter's machine shop, Luke's general store, and so on. A town where everybody knows everybody else and everybody else's business, where there's plenty of gossip, but most of it friendly gossip. The paper comes out once a week, and then...
Clark Kent, there's all the cigars.
Well, hello there, Clem.
Wait, Scott, darn it, Kent, I'm sorry. I clean forgot the importance of the occasion, or I wouldn't have butted in there.
Well, I'm certainly glad you did, Clem. What's the Party Line without Clement G. Tuttle?
Well, now, my boy...
And what does anybody know about this town until they've met Clement G. Tuttle? Member of the town council, honored citizen, husband of Mrs. Agatha Tuttle, I present Clem himself.
Well, how'd you do, folks? I suppose this is as good a time as any for us to get acquainted, and I'm more than happy to meet you new party liners and to greet our old friends. The way Ken spoke of our party line town, you can see it's a whole lot like all the other small towns throughout our country. And by and large, the folks on the line are about the same as folks anywhere else. We're just kind of home folks, and what happens to us is just the regular kind of thing that comes along in a person's everyday life. Falling in love and getting jealous and maybe having their hearts broke and getting married and having babies and sometimes losing the young ones, too. And joys and sorrows, sunshine and shadow, tears and then a lot of good-hearted chuckles, too. And we get a little of everything. And all folks tell us it makes pretty good listening on the party line. Here's hoping you think the same. Well, I'm hanging up now and turning you back to Ken. So long, and I'll be seeing you on the line.
Thank you, Clem Tuttle. There, I want to warn you new party liners, there's a man you're going to like. He'll make you mad sometimes, just the way he does his good wife, Aggie, but you just can't help making the rascal one of your favorite friends. Just one thing more about Monticello before we really get on the local line. This is the very town where Dr. Caldwell's syrup Pepsin is made. Syrup Pepsin, you know, is the mild, delicious liquid laxative that's right for every member of the family. And it's the Caldwell Company, makers of this famous and delicious family medicine, who make it possible for us all to listen in on the line. I hope that you'll soon ask your druggist for a bottle of Dr. Caldwell's Syrup Pepsin. Try it and see if you don't all feel better. The label shows you that it does indeed come right straight from Monticello, Illinois. On this first day of our fourth party line year, we're just in time to get in on one of the season's last picnics. Most of our good friends are going on this holiday outing. Let's look in on one of the newer households in Monticello, which happens to be in one of the oldest houses, recently taken over by Carlton Ross, young chemist at the Caldwell Company, and his sister, Mrs. Marilyn Owens, and her small daughter, Kitty Owens. Marilyn is separated from her husband. No one knows the story of her unhappy romance, but gossip has it that Jack Owens deserted her and that she is well rid of him. At this moment, in the sunny kitchen of her brother's house, Marilyn is packing a huge jar of potato salad for the picnic, and Carlton appears on the scene.
Hey, sis, who belongs this extra cupcake?
Where?
Here.
Oh, that. Doesn't it say Carlton on the frosting somewhere?
Oh, well, what do you know about that? I was afraid something like this had happened. Here, I was going to save my appetite. Boy, hey, this is the kind we used to get at home, remember?
Of course I remember. And I thought I wouldn't be able to remember the recipe just exactly right. Tastes good, though, don't they?
Good. Say, they're colossal. Say, do you know something?
You sound just exactly like Kitty.
Yeah, but do you know the last time we were all on a picnic together at home? The whole family, remember?
It's an awfully long time ago.
Yeah, seems like some other life in another world, doesn't it? I remember Mom had Callie make some of these cakes with the same kind of gooey frosting. And Jack and I hit the lunch basket while the rest of you were off for a walk. And somehow, the two of us cleaned up on those cakes, so there was only one left when you got back. You remember that?
Yes, I remember.
So wasn't that about the same time of year, late in the season?
Yes, it was the last family picnic we had, just 2 weeks before Jack and I got married.
Oh, sure, that's right. We rehearsed the wedding march, and Dad took the part of the minister. Oh, I can see him now, poor Dad. You know, he took it pretty seriously, giving away his first daughter. Remember how he broke up the rehearsal when he was supposed to say, for better or worse, and he said, from better to worse?
I thought of it many times afterwards, Carl. That's what it turned out to be. From better to worse.
Oh, doggone it, sis. I'm sorry. I don't know what the dickens got me started on that subject.
Oh, that's all right. I ought to be able to talk about it now. After all, it's just as you say it. It all seems to belong to some entirely different world.
Look, Marilyn, you don't care for this guy anymore. Ye God says you couldn't. Not after...
Oh, I don't know what it is or why it is, Carl, but I think once you've cared as much for someone as I did for Jack, there's always a shadow of it left in your mind.
Yeah, like arsenic. Get some of it in your system. If it isn't enough to kill you, it'll still be with you for good and all. Can't get rid of it.
I suppose it is a kind of a poison.
Yeah, poison's right. And if I'm the next guy to mention that subject, I'll donate myself to the psychopathic ward. Well, guess I'll tote my first aid department here out to the car so we can get started.
Before you do that, Carl, would you mind calling Mrs. Tuttle for me?
Mrs. Tuttle? Well, say, it's a pleasure. One of my best girls, Mrs. Tuttle. Well, Adela.
Well, I wish you'd ask her if she wants us to bring any cups. I can't remember what the arrangement was.
Mm-hmm.
And then tell her that I'm bringing extra coffee so she won't have to bother.
Right.
And we'll meet them out at Brown's Woods in about an hour.
Okay. Does she want us to bring any cups? We've got extra coffee. Meet you in about an hour.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's just lovely, Carlton. In about an hour, then. And if you'll bring 6 extra cups, that'll make double certain nobody'll have to wait their turn to get coffee. Yes. All right, Carolyn. Tell Marilyn we're just looking forward to spending the nicest kind of a day with her. Goodbye, then, Carolyn. Okay.
Name ain't Phyllis, but I'll be happy to accept your invitation.
I didn't claim you'd give me a start.
I wish, my dear, that you'd kindly step outdoors and sit on the steps and continue that little concert whilst I doze off for an hour of bliss in the hammock.
An hour in the hammock? Why, claim with all the work there is to do.
Work? What work? I thought we was going to a picnic.
Well, and I suppose you don't realize what a lot of work there is to getting ready for a picnic.
If there is, that's just another thing that's wrong with the way you women folks run the world. A picnic is for pleasure and relaxation, not for work.
Wash your hands, Clem, and help me peel these here hard-boiled eggs.
My hands are clean. Just washed them yesterday.
What? There's a towel over there on that chair, Clem.
Okay. Waste of soap and water, that's what it is. Hey, yeah. You say Marilyn's coming along to picnic today?
Marilyn? Well, I should think so. It was her idea by rights, this whole picnic.
I'm glad to hear it. That young woman's perking up and taking the interest in life, it looks like.
Thank goodness. My, such a lovely-looking girl. And as sweet and nice as she is, it's just been a shame the way her life was blighted. And by such a good-for-nothing of a husband, too.
Thought you and Sari never did pick up any information about what kind of a feller he was.
You wouldn't have to guess very hard, Clem, to figure out he was downright out-and-out no good.
Yeah, I guess so.
Imagine leaving a lovely wife like Marilyn and a pretty little girl like Kitty. Yeah, what kind of a man would do that, Clem?
A goddarn first-class bum, my dear. I wonder if she ever come to marry something like that.
Women are fools, Clem.
Why, Agatha? Well, hey, allow me to mark that down in my diary.
Women are fools, Clem, where men are concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Hand me that bowl of eggs now, please.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all I hope is, even if it's an awful thing to say, say, I hope to the living goodness Marilyn's man don't find her down here and spoil the happiness she's just beginning to know. Oh, my name, was that our ring, Clem?
Well, unless you went and changed our ring on us in the last half hour, it was our ring, woman.
Well, dear me, what could that be now?
Probably Sarah wanted to know who's bringing the mosquitoes to the picnic. Tell her I'll catch a few down the shed if they're short over there.
Hello? Oh, hello, Marilyn. We were just...
Marilyn, eh?
Oh. Why, Marilyn, that's a shame. What's he...
What?
Oh, yes. Well, my goodness, it's just too bad.
Man, break her
leg.
You
haven't planned the whole thing so lovely enough.
Where's Marilyn?
Well, of course we will. We'll be glad to. All right, Marilyn, you just forget all about...
Sounds bad to me.
Well, now, don't you even think about it. You just try to get some rest. We'll miss you, though.
Can't go, eh?
Well, goodbye, then. Take good care of yourself now. Goodbye. Oh, shoot. That ain't a shame.
I gathered something was a shame from your remarks.
Clem, it's Marilyn. She says she's got a splitting headache. Probably from the warm weather we've been having, she said.
Yeah.
It just don't seem to be getting any better, so she's not coming to the picnic.
Well, that's too goddamn bad.
You know, Clem, just as sure as I'm standing here in my blue Hoover, that girl was storying to me just now.
Storying to you? Well, that's a fine way to talk about her, I'd say.
Clem, I believe she was hiding something.
Oh, hiding something.
Yes, sir, hiding something. She's not staying home from the picnic on account of any headache. You know what it sounded like to me, Clem?
I ain't got an idea in this here world.
It sounded to me just like somebody was standing next to that girl holding a club over her head and making her say what she just said to me.
What was there in Marilyn's voice or manner that made Aggie visualize such a harrowing scene? Is there any justification for this sudden flash of feminine intuition on Aggie's part? Or was she just influenced by the conversation she and Clem had just had about young Mrs. Owens and the unhappy story of her marriage? Perhaps on this sunny late summer day, there is tragedy, after all, in the holiday air, under the peaceful appearance of life in Monticello. During this first brief meeting with some of your new friends on the party line, you haven't had a real chance to judge how you're going to like them. But we always say on the line that getting acquainted this way is like getting acquainted with new neighbors. It takes time. At first, we may look on each other as being rather strange people, but little by little, the strangeness wears off and we discover 100 little interests that we have in common, and little by little, we find that we've become pleasantly necessary to each other's daily existence. Will you meet us every day on the line and learn why it is that hundreds of thousands of people love the friendly, human, amusing folks of Monticello? You'll learn another thing, too. The reason why hundreds of thousands of party liners choose Dr. Caldwell's syrup pepsin combined with laxative center compound as their family medicine that's always kept ready in the medicine cabinet. This mild, delicious liquid laxative has helped several generations all over the country, just as it helped Dr. Caldwell's own patients here in Piatt County when he prescribed it for him himself. So when you're feeling dull, headachy, and sluggish, Dr. Caldwell's syrup pepsin is the thing to take. Ask your druggist about it. It's made right here in Monticello, and you'll find Dr. Caldwell's own signature on the bottle. Tomorrow we discover the real reason why young and lovely Marilyn Owens decided not to attend the picnic that she had so happily planned. The hand of tragedy reaches out to ruin her newfound happiness. Let's all listen in tomorrow on the Monticello Party Line.